here's something that every one of us can do to everybody within 3 feet of you, all your friends and relatives. You explain to them that we have had a big tumor put in our consciousness about what the media really are. We are told, oh, it's a democratic economy. You vote with your dollars. If you don't like the San Francisco Chronicle, don't buy it. They'll be forced to change. That's bullshit, right? That's not the way it works. Where does the Chronicle and the TV stations and the radio stations, where do they get their money? Not from us putting 25 cents in a box. They get it from the corporate advertisers. And what's being sold, the commodities for sale, are not the tires and toothpaste and brassieres and BMWs in the ads. The product being sold is our minds. They have turned us into commodities. And we are being sold on the marketplace just as slaves were sold over 100 years ago in this country. So are we slaves or are we free citizens? Now, what we need to point out to people is that the public airwaves belong to us. We're the landlord. The corporations are the tenant. They are not paying us any rent, right? And we need to point out to people that the highest position you can hold in this country is not president, it's not Supreme Court justice or member of Congress, it is citizen. The citizens are supposed to rule in a democracy. So think about this. Here's another ray of hope. When you're educating people about what the media really are, you point out to people that each of us gets hit by about 1,000 commercial messages every day, right? And we usually focus on the negative aspect of that. But there's a positive side to it. If it were normal and natural for people to orient their lives around consuming commodities, you wouldn't need to hit us with 1,000 commercial messages a day. You would just occasionally say, go to the mall, and we'd run off and go shopping. But what's normal and natural for human beings to focus their lives on is love and caring and compassion and community and solidarity. So the fact that they hit us with 1,000 commercial messages a day shows not how strong their ideology is, it shows how weak their ideology is. So when they have to get the state to send the police out in the street and tear gas us and club us and shoot us with rubber bullets as they did in Seattle and they did in Washington and as they did in L.A. and Philadelphia and as they'll probably keep doing, that is not a sign of strength of the system. That's a sign of the system's weakness.